Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion about the last great day. We've been reading in Romans chapter 11. In our last program, we left off in verse 23, and now we're going to pick it up in verse 25. This is Romans chapter 11 and verse 25. And for those of you who have not been with us, what we're talking about is the fact that blindness has come upon the Israelites at this time, and that blindness is a spiritual blindness so that they cannot see that Jesus is their Savior, that Yeshua is their Messiah. But on the other hand, the gospel has been preached to the Gentiles, and God is attempting to draw Gentiles out of the world and into the church. And He has done that by giving them the Holy Spirit so that they can have the faith to believe that Jesus is indeed their Savior, that Yeshua is indeed their Messiah, that He is our Lord. So now in verse 25, it says, and this is Paul speaking to Gentiles. He's speaking to the church at Rome, and he's saying, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers." So there is a mystery that he's going to talk about, but he's saying, "I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery. I want you to know about this mystery, to understand it, so that it's not a mystery anymore. It's a mystery to the world. And for many of you listening to my voice right now, it has been a mystery to you because of Satan's deceptions that he's inculcated into the church, because of the doctrinal perversions that he's been successful at deceiving people into believing, because Satan has actually blinded people from understanding that God's seven annual holy days are for Christians. All right, that's why many of you have been blind to the truths that are right here in the scripture. But I'm hoping that if you've been with us, the blinders have already been taken off. But if not, and this is your first time joining us, please pay close attention, because you're going to see right from the scriptures that indeed blindness is upon Israel at this time. In other words, God is not trying to save the Israelites at this time, and that obviously means the Jews, because the Jews are Israelites, but it also means the other 11 tribes. God is not working with Israelites as a whole at this time to try to give them salvation. Right now, God is working with Gentiles to bring many Gentiles into the church, but not to bring many Israelites into the church. That will occur at a time in the future, and we're going to talk about that. Don't know if we'll get to this program, but we're definitely going to talk about it. So in verse 25, he's saying, Paul is talking to the Roman church, and he's saying, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, lest you should be wise in your own conceits." So I'm going to tell you the mystery. The mystery is that blindness in part has happened to Israel. So not every Israelite is blind. Paul was an Israelite. John was an Israelite. Peter was an Israelite. All of the first disciples who turned into apostles were Israelites. So blindness in part has happened to Israel. There are some Jews today who have had their minds opened up. So it's not the entire nation of Israel ever since. There has been a nation of Israel ever since Jesus' first coming. No, we're not saying that every single Israelite has been blind, but blindness in part has happened to Israel. Now, why has God put Israel in a state of blindness? Why has He done this? Well, in part, the answer is until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. All right? Now, let's break down these words. God says that blindness in part has happened to Israel. He says that it has happened to Israel until. That means there's a certain time. Until That means that after that certain time, God is going to remove the blindness. But until that time that he removes the blindness, blindness will still be in part upon Israel. Now, what is that time? That time says, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What does that mean? The fullness of the Gentiles, that does not mean that every last single Gentile will come in to the church. The fullness of the Gentiles means until God has filled all of the positions that the first fruits will occupy, because the first fruits, which are all those who have accepted Jesus the Christ before his second coming, all those who have died in the faith, and those very few privileged who will be alive when Jesus returns to this earth, his second coming. So all of those people who can be considered church members, both the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, everybody who is a faithful follower of Jesus, it says that they will be the fullness, because they will have the opportunity to rule and reign with Jesus the Christ when he returns to this earth. And they will rule and reign with Jesus the Christ for 1,000 years. That's called the millennium. Okay? So it says that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. The fullness being until God has the full number of slots filled, and those number of slots that are being filled are those positions of leadership which will be occupied by faithful Christians, the saints, who will be resurrected from the dead, given eternal life, or changed in a twinkling of an eye and given eternal life when Jesus returns to this earth to establish the kingdom of God during his 1,000-year reign. That's when the fullness of the Gentiles will come in. And when it says comes in, it means come in to the church, come in to the body of Christ, come into the spiritual nation of Israel that we have been grafted into. And that's what it says in earlier verses in Romans chapter 11. So now we go to verse 26 of Romans chapter 11. Notice this. It says, and so all Israel shall be, okay, all Israel shall be saved. All right, now let's break down that sentence. And so, all Israel, what this is saying is that no longer is it blindness in part has happened to Israel. What God is saying is he's going to remove blindness from that part of Israel that has the blindness, and that's been the majority of Israelites ever since Christ's first coming. All right, but God says that all Israel, so all of these people will have a chance, and it says shall be, and that's why I say will have a chance, because it says all Israel shall be, and what shall happen to Israel? All Israel shall be saved. God is talking about salvation. So God will at a future time take the blindness off of the eyes of the Israelites so that they do not remain in unbelief, so that he can give them the Holy Spirit, so that they can believe that Jesus is indeed their Savior, that Yeshua is indeed their Messiah. Now, if you don't believe me when I'm saying that there shall come a time when they shall be saved, then let's read the last part of this verse in verse 26, Romans chapter 11. This is a quote from the Old Testament. It says, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Now you answer me this question if you don't believe what I'm saying about this scripture, and frankly if you don't believe what the scripture is saying very plainly. When did there come a deliverer out of Zion that turned away ungodliness from Jacob? When did that ever happen? Alright, the answer obviously is it never did happen. So therefore, it has to be talking about a time in the future. When Jesus returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he will be the deliverer, because he will deliver the Israelites out of their blindness. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, because that will be the first time that he will attempt to purge all of the nation of Israel from spiritual sin and give them salvation. Now that is a quote from Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 20. All right, and again, we cannot believe that the manifestation of Christ among the Jews was what this is talking about, because there were very few people who were converted. And as you know, God actually said through the apostles that I'm not even going to send you to them anymore. Now you should go to the Gentiles, because obviously I'm cutting them off. I'm finished dealing with them for right now. All right. And so we have to understand that this is definitely a fulfillment of prophecy yet to come, or there is a fulfillment of this prophecy that's yet to come. All right. Now, the last part it says here, I want to read verse 27. It says, "For this is my covenant with them when I have taken away their sins." That's referring to Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34, which we'll turn to and read. This is Jeremiah chapter 31 and verses 31 through 34, because this is the new covenant. And, you know, again, most people understand that the new covenant has been given to the church for right now, and the church is comprised of mainly Gentiles. But God will bring Israel into the new covenant. He first uttered the words to Israel even before there was a church. God talked about the new covenant, and you can see that in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verses 31 through 34. So let's read that. It says, "Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will cut a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I cut with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant of mine they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh." So that's referring to the old covenant when they went to Mount Sinai. He says he's going to cut a covenant with them in verse 33 with the house of Israel, and it says, "After those days, says Yahweh," now watch this, "I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts." So it's not going to be on two tables of stone anymore. Now it's going to be on the two tables of their minds and their hearts. And he says, "I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall no more teach each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more." Now again, you tell me when that has already occurred. Well, it has not ever occurred, so therefore it's a prophecy for the future that will occur when Jesus the Christ returns to this earth. That's going to be the first time that he begins to work with the physical nation of Israel to give them salvation. And then that process will continue into the last great day, as all of those Israelites who have died prior to Christ's first coming will be resurrected to physical life and given their first chance at salvation. And it's considered the last great day because this will be the greatest number of people who will be offered salvation at one time. So it will be a great and fantastic and wonderful day. Well, thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.